Hello from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Vigilante justice. That's the term being used by a Maryland official in the death of an accused cop killer behind bars. 19-year-old Ronnie White was found strangled and asphyxiated alone in his Prince George County jail cell. Officials say 7 guards had access to White at the time of his death. White was accused of running over and killing a police officer during a traffic stop. A murder investigation is underway. An unusual arrest in Chicago. A 35-year-old man is charged with possessing an illegal toxin found in pufferfish. The FBI says he claimed he was a doctor when he placed the order with a New Jersey chemical company. A suspicious employee alerted authorities. Investigators aren't sure why the suspect wanted it. He faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Now to China, where a man is in custody after a stabbing rampage at a Shanghai police station. Police say the 28-year-old stabbed 8 officers, wounding 3 and killing 5 of them. Authorities say the man was upset over his punishment in a bicycle theft case. Britain can go and hang. Those words today from a spokesman for Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. He says the West should leave Zimbabwe alone and stop trying to force Mr. Mugabe from power. Zimbabwe's opposition party says last weekend's sham election killed any chance of national unity talks. The major presidential candidates are back out on the campaign trail today. Republican presidential candidate Senator John McCain praised America's crime fighters today. He was the keynote speaker at the 68th Annual National Sheriff's Association Conference in Indianapolis. McCain vowed that if he's elected president, he'd make sure law enforcement officials have the resources they need. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama is expected to announce a plan that would expand President Bush's faith-based programs. He's making a speech in Zanesville, Ohio this hour. Ohio, which clinched President Bush's 2004 re-election, is again being called a major battleground state for Republicans and Democrats this year. Well, that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.